Good morning, everybody. This is Pete, Old Matters, Car Radio 97.3 FM. We're in the great state of Seattle, across the Puget Sound, all over the Washington State, and some parts of Oregon. We're out there. How you doing, T-Bone?
Good.
Good to see you back in the house.
It's nice to be back.
I'm having my coffee. I'm ready to go. We're going to have a good show here today. We got a good friend. He's been with us for, a long time, man. A lot of years.
Many years.
It blows me away. We're in our going into our 11th year on Home Matters. I thought they would have kicked me out of here a long time ago.
But you we got keep Blake. Saying that.
Yeah, I know. I keep saying maybe that's a prediction.
Prophecy here. We got to be really inappropriate today? Is that the plan?
Well, the guy that's talking over there, that's Blake Garfield from Bedrooms and More. Blake, it's good to have you back on.
Thanks for having me.
Before we get into some of the educational stuff on mattresses, I know last time we talked, you had the new buildings out and up and rolling, and now you had said before we started that you're kind of remodeling the old building.
Yeah. Well, my parents built the building back in 86, and it looks like it was built in the 80s. A lot of medium oak trim, and
That dark wood.
Well, the buildings don't feel like they're part of the same company. And so my goal is to make it so that they both feel the same. So replacing the flooring on the upper floor with, acacia
that's pretty
basically
wood.
Third, fourth, and fifth floors of the new building. And then going to do tile on the main floor so that it unifies with what we got going on there. Yeah. And then retrimming all the windows and trying to make sure that by the end there's no medium oak showing.
Yeah. Funny because you showed me a picture on your phone, and I mean, it looks like the whole place, like you actually opened up walls. It looks a lot lighter in there.
Just repainting all the walls and getting rid of, drab carpeting and medium oak is amazing what it can do without taking any walls out. it's making a big difference. Okay. And by the end, I'll replace signage so it's got the same signage.
Well, you're going to get rid of the signage outside?
That
thing's been out 90s. There forever. Yeah.
Yeah, those are
the rounded letters and
they super classy. Everything our brand represents, it's amazing.
That's very cool. So, and the other thing, maybe just so people know, because guys, I'm telling you, this place is a destination to come to. We're going to talk about their educational classes and things because that's been very popular. But if you want to come, just to come and meet the guy that's on the radio, talk to Blake, he's there. You pretty much live there, don't you?
My wife has started forcing me to take one day a week off minimum.
Yeah. Well, that's good.
Yeah. Well,
does your wife work there too? Or?
Oh, yeah. She does all the bookkeeping. Okay.
But you never see her.
I see her plenty or as much
the customers
as much as
never see her.
Well, unless we are just absolutely swamped or we have too many people calling sick, she likes to kind of be in she's an introvert sense. By nature. So, but it's awesome. And we get to spend every day together as much or as little as we're in the mood for, depending on how mad she is at me for whatever. But yeah, better work life balance. Started taking off Sundays or at least one day.
That's good. Yeah. Now, did you talk to your kids, though, about the retrofit on the old building? Because that place was like a cool fort space for kids.
Well, there are plenty of places to hide still. Okay. They're there right now. I was just looking at the security cameras, seeing them playing in my wife's office. Grandma's in charge right now, though. Yeah.
How old are you? You got, what, two boys?
Yeah, 5 and 8.
5 and 8.
Okay. Yeah, one of them's about to start third grade. The other one's going to be in kindergarten. But
they'll be in high school before you know it.
Well, yeah. I mean, they're great kids, though, and they're easy. And they love school.
Are they starting to sell on the floor now? You teach them?
No, but they're great at greeting people's kids and being like, "Hey, come play with me! I'm excited that you're here."
I got balloons.
Basically, it's the kids. They either have one of two responses: it's to cling to their parents' leg and be like, "Who the hell is this kid coming at me?" Or they're like, "Can I?" And then they just take off, and then they don't see.
So you guys got a kind of a built-in daycare there with your sons.
we have a children's movie theater, and we got play areas.
That's
really cute.
So cool,
it's
nice. It's family friendly.
Me and my brothers, we spent our youth there, and we terrorized the place. And now, if you create enough distractions, there's less damage.
I know. So tell me, just before we wrap this up, so old building, new building, what's is it like duplicates of each other?
No. So part of it is the city was a nightmare when it came to setting up parking for the new building. So instead of us being able to have like a really functional parking garage, they made us bring it off a nasty alley. So we have like 5 borderline useless parking spots. And the old building, we have 10 really good parking spots. Yeah, so we had to have the off-street parking of the old building, so we couldn't just get rid of it. And so we wanted to divide it so someone didn't have to go from building to compare things. So in the new building, it's bedrooms and bedding and dining. And in the old building, it's kind of guest solutions, so cabinet beds, sleeper sofas, even futons, which I love to hate or hate to love. And then we have sofas, sectionals, recliners, rugs. And
you got a lot of selection in there.
It's massive. It's created some logistical challenges having, you know, 23,000 square feet of showroom instead of like 5,700 square feet.
So the new building is how many floors?
Six.
Six floors. Okay. But five for like.
Five above ground.
Okay. Yeah. Got it. And then the old building's 2. Is that right? Is that right?
Yeah.
2. Okay.
Yeah.
So you got a lot. I'm telling you guys, why I said it's the destination side, I mean, as far as, you know, bedroom, all the recliners, things like that, the cabinets, this place is like the Disneyland. I mean, you can go in there and it's like crazy. There's so much stuff to look at. And then you guys will talk about later in the show about your educational classes and things, which are super cool. So grab a piece of paper and a pencil, because I'm going to give you their address and their phone number. And maybe you will catch Blake on the days that he's not. His one day off when he is working. Do you still do the class with your dad?
We take turns. Okay. His version is... less technical than mine, which is
I like
probably
your dad. He's really big. He's, shout out, what's your dad's name?
Jeff.
Jeff, big shout out to you, Jeff.
His is a little bit friendlier to people who don't want to get down in kind of the nuts and bolts of things. Yeah. If people want more of a broad sense of the market and mattresses, mine is it covers a lot of what he does, but it goes into much, much more detail about. You know, these are the layers in a bed. This is how they wear. This is how they're made. And this is the pro and con of each of them. So I think his is a little bit more touchy-feely. And people really appreciate his. And the people that are more engineer approach really love mine.
Yeah. You got to get your dad in here one of these days. We got to talk to him.
He'd have fun with it.
I think next time, bring him in. I'd love to chat with him a little bit and about all that. When we come back, we're going to talk to, we're diving into tufted mattresses versus quilted versus foam. And why is a tufted mattress one of the good ways to go? We're going to get that from the expert Blake from Bedrooms and More. With that, I'm Pete.
I'm Trevor.
This is Home Matters, Radio 97.3 FM, Seattle's News and Seattle's. All right, we are back. I hope you didn't hear what Blake just said.
I have no secrets.
Yeah, I know. This is Pete with Home Matters, Sky Radio 97.3 FM, Seattle's News and Seattle's Talk. All right, so if you want to go check these guys out, they are, they've been around a long time. Wait, you guys opened when? It was like
1972.
A long time.
September 5th, 1972.
Yeah, crazy. A long time, which is great. Family owned, local. I've always told you guys, shop local. It's great. They have a lot of really good quality stuff. The way I look at it, you know, guys, is, hey, sleep is important. They have, you know, much more than just mattresses. We're going to talk about that today. But, you know, you get what you pay for. And if you're going to go out and buy the online cheapy stuff, okay, I guess you can do that. But, you know, you're just going to have to turn it more. When you get something from Bedrooms and More and they educate you, we're going to talk about their class. It's something where not only do you get a good price, but it lasts.
Yeah. I mean, we got stuff cheaper than the online stuff, but it won't be replaced in 2 years.
Well, that's what I, yeah, exactly. So, all right, let's dive into talking about tufted mattress. So I know that term's been bantered around in the mattress industry. What the heck does that really mean?
So one of the things that more people can relate to is when you see a sofa and it's got a button and it's pulled in really tight.
Yeah.
That's something that people can visualize. But in a mattress, what people are more often going to have seen it in is in a futon mattress, where they'll sew through and they'll pull all that material down tight, one, so it won't shift, but the other, so it kind of pre-compresses it. Now, in futon mattresses, it's not particularly effective because you've only got batting material.
Yeah, so there's not much there.
So there's
no futon.
But if you have batting material and a tufted mattress, but you also have coils. Coils, they're not going to be a part of a mattress that fails. It takes, 2 million compressions for a heat-tempered coil to fail. If you take, vanadium steel like they use in, steel girders for skyscrapers,
yeah,
it's even more durable than that. And if you have that spring and you compress it a little bit by tufting a mattress, so you might have a mattress that's 10 inches thick and the coils are, 8 inches tall, and you've piled 6 inches of batting on top of the coil and 6 inches of batting below, and you pull it down tight, and that tuft is basically a really strong thread that pulls the material down on the top and up on the bottom. And that coil, instead of it being, 8 inches tall, becomes 5.5 inches tall.
Okay.
And as that batting material compresses, like if you had a futon mattress, it gets thinner and harder with use. If you have, batting material, so that could be cotton, wool, silk, horsehair, vicuña, come up with any exotic hair you want to. But if those batting materials compress, the coils will expand to fill the void that would have been created. So instead of you getting a divot where your body's been, the mattress stays flat, and flat generally translates to comfortable.
Okay.
And so that style of construction makes for some of the most durable beds. And there are a lot of things that you can do in conjunction with the vertical tuft to make it so it's even more durable.
Well, help me understand, though. So you're saying the tufting, and I know they use tufting in other industries as
well.
It's kind of just basically running the thread through and kind of holding everything in place, right?
Right.
All the layers, is that kind of the best way to
think about it? Yeah, so tufting can be done to hold materials down and create a look like you get on a sofa. You've got, something where it might have been 6 inches of foam, and the fabric is really, really taut, and you make it even more taut by, tufting it to a piece of wood behind that pulls that material down, and it'll stay looking puffed and taut. In a mattress, by tufting it down, what you're doing is you're keeping the material from shifting laterally, but you're also...
Are you saying the coils would shift? Is that what... So I'm envisioning this right in my head, or...
Okay, so if you take a coil that's vertical...
Right.
And you pull it down.
Yeah, then it's going to have a
you're creating some
pressure.
Tension on that.
Right.
And because that tension is present, you have batting material above and below.
Right.
If you have a fabric pulling it taut on the tight top and a spring pushing against it from below,
you're going to compress the batting.
The batting will be compressed. And that, by compressing batting in advance, it prevents it from creating a divot later.
Okay.
So you're pre-compressing that batting.
Is that because you're just kind of evening out the batting in that layer, is what you're saying?
Or I'm not following that one.
Well, just so, because you're compressing the spring, and now it's got, now you're by doing that, you've got pressure up and pressure down on the spring, right? And then you said there's batting below and batting on top
of
the spring, right? So basically, but the coil structure is, you have whatever, so many coils per inch, right? Or whatever it is. I don't.
Sure.
What,
yeah.
Okay.
So you might
so have if I have an even number, a thousand coils across. So if you're pulling that down, basically you're compressing the batting evenly across the whole mattress. Is that true or not true?
Before you put a body on it, yes.
Yeah.
Once you put a body on it, and that's the wild card with every mattress, is how is a person going to distribute the wear on those materials?
Okay.
And what this does is it takes a lot of the burden off the person to keep it feeling even, because that coil is going to be pushing that batting up, so you don't end up getting that divot, which is what makes a bed uncomfortable over time.
Okay, so in essence, then, what you're saying is by having the coil be pushing up on the batting when someone lays on it, it's not going to produce that divot because it's an even force across.
Right, so you still get the contouring that you're wanting.
Yeah, that because, you want. It's not like
because
a board.
And your body's pushing down against the coils,
right,
and it's pushing down against the batting, and that batting is getting pushed from both directions all the time.
Okay.
And because that batting is getting pushed from both directions all the time, it's not going to give you, a big, massive trough where you've been sleeping, which is what makes beds suck later.
Yeah. Okay, that makes sense. If you just joined us, too, this is Pete with All Matters, Car Radio 97.3 FM. So, okay, so this basically is, what is the, in your mind as the expert here, what is the outcome for the consumer by buying a tufted mattress?
Well, as long as it's upholstered the same on both sides, you can distribute the wear really effectively, and you can also maintain the comfort a lot longer. It's an old school way of building beds, and the reason not many people do it is because it's pretty labor intensive. When you're tufting a mattress, it's not something where you can produce a ton of them really fast, because there's also tufting on the sides, which makes it feel really stable. So on a mattress, you might not just have tufts through top to bottom.
So they go laterally too.
Yeah. So they're not going to go all the way through when they go laterally. What they do is they come in from the side, they go up diagonally and then back out, and you'll have courses around the outside so that your mattress doesn't feel like it's going to rack from side
to
side.
That's actually, you're just structurally tying it all together.
Right.
That makes a lot of sense.
So in something like that, you really are to some degree, depending on the type of steel that gets used in it, creating a lifetime mattress.
Yeah.
Now, when you have a bed where you're just gluing layers of foam together, which you can produce without even human touch almost at all, that mattress becomes only as durable as its least durable component. That's why the average age of beds we take away from people's houses is like less than 4 years.
Yeah, that's crazy. So when we come back, I got a couple more questions for Blake on the tufting, and then I'm going to ask him about what's the difference between tufting and quilting, and also foam and some of these other ones. For that, I'm Pete.
I'm Trevor.
This is Home Matters, Car Radio 973 FM. Seattle's news and Seattle's off. All right, we're back. This is Pete. Home Matters, Car Radio 973 FM. T-Bone.
Yes, sir.
You learning something new? Anything new so far?
I had no idea what tufted was before we started this. Actually interesting to hear about it, and then it makes you think of a whole bunch of other questions that go with it. Like,
you got any questions? You got a question?
If you have a mattress like that, can you replace the padding? Because I'm assuming the springs don't die per se, but so could you take a mattress back in and just have it re-padded over the top of the springs?
The short answer is yeah. The long answer is no. It's logistically not very cost effective, because disassembling a mattress to be able to reuse if it's tufted is difficult. I do a bunch of beds where it's actually really easy to do that, because I've designed them to have zippers so you can have access to the inside. But then if you were to tuft it in conjunction with that, then every time you have to cut it and then you have to re-tuft it, and it would be more feasible to do on a zippered bed, but then you lose some of the benefits because you have to side tuft also, and you couldn't side tuft and zipper without double zippering. It logistically challenging, but in concept, it would be much, much greener in terms of less waste. This style of bed is much greener than most because they don't fail very fast.
Yeah.
But they don't have that kind of flexibility.
Gotcha.
Without, like I said, lots of labor.
Yeah. Sure.
I like the question, though. I don't get good ones that are new very often. I like that. That was a new one.
No, it's good. I'm glad you asked that, T-Bone. Thanks, man. So the question I had, too, is can we just talk for a sec before we go to quilted? So for you guys, because I know you design beds and things like that, I'm glad you brought that up. You guys just don't sell stuff. You actually design it.
Yeah, well, because
you're in that whole process.
The fewer filters there are between the end consumer and the person designing the product, the better the product is going to be. But also, you know, for me, the way I design beds is really self-serving. And I'm going to bring this back around so it doesn't sound like I'm a total jerk. If something goes wrong with a bed that we sell, like it's literally me or my dad or one of my brothers coming out to somebody's house and dealing with it. And I don't want to go to people's houses. So I try and design things that are kind of idiot-proof. So if somebody's terrible at maintenance, they've never done anything, if they abuse a product, they're still not going to have a problem with it. And so I mean, that's why I got away from doing beds that have large amounts of polyfoam or you know, memory foam and things like that, where when you glue all those layers together, those materials are going to fail. People are going to get a divot, and then it's going to be, well, why is my bed not flat? Well, because it's a bad design. And so instead, I design things that don't have a whole lot of synthetic foams in them, because those are going to be what creates the divot. Or if it has batting, it better be tufted, because if it's not tufted, it's going to look like a lumpy futon pretty fast. And so most of the beds that I'm designing these days, my goal is to get to the point where everyone has a zipper. So as bodies change, as needs become different, someone can replace a component without having to replace a whole bed.
Where do they get? Do you guys sell a component?
Yeah, we have components, but we're not like, we don't have exclusive rights to mattress components. I mean, you could go to a foam shop. You could go to
convenience. So if you bought it from me, they're probably going to come back.
Of course, I'm going to have those things. And, you know, my goal is to make it so when I sell someone a bed, it's the last bed they're ever going to have to buy. And I kind of started it.
So what Blake is saying is you're going to die on your bed.
Yeah. I'm coming for you.
Like what? He's like the new Grim Reaper of the 21st century.
But it's been a big deal for me because I've been pretty alarmed by how short of a period of time people are keeping a lot of these beds. And the way the industry is now is, you know, Sealy, Simmons, Serta, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic are all owned by just two companies. Yeah. And the life expectancy of those beds went from, you know, if you went shopping for a mattress back in the 60s and 70s, people would get 25-plus years out of these beds because there was nothing to go wrong. As they got thicker and softer, the life expectancy went down. Then when they went to one-sided, it got down to, like, less than 5 years on most of these beds that we
So they've created basically a throwaway culture, which is not good. It's not good for the environment.
But it laid the foundation for these direct-to-consumer UPSable mattresses, which last even less time because they have to make it so lightweight that it can compress, fold, and roll and be
and
light.
Ship inexpensively.
And ship. And they pay by the pound, and they have to have it get really small. And a king size has to weigh less than 150 pounds, including all the packaging.
Yeah.
And if you knew nothing else about beds, you'd buy them by the pound. Because the lighter it is, the less thick the cell walls are on the foam, the less material is in there, the faster it's going to fail.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So
before we go any further, though, because I know you guys have got your pencil and paper, you got to go check these guys out. Bedrooms and More, they're two buildings. It's out there at 300 Northeast 45th. They're just up, like, up or down the street from Dick's. That's kind of the landmark, right?
East
of there. Okay. I don't know my directions. I know where you guys are. I know where Dick's is. You can also give them a call at 206-633-4494. And then the website is
bedroomsandmore.com.
Yeah, that's where they got the classes. And we're going to get into that in just a moment. I want to, one quick question before we wrap this segment down, though, is I want to ask you, so you talked about springs and batting. Do you have a particular recommendation? Do you use certain types of springs with certain materials and certain types of batting?
The flexibility on that's kind of going to be built on how much budget someone has. If you put cotton batting only with the coil system, you can have a really good bed. Cotton's cheaper than if you use horsetail or if you use, you know, wool or if you use silk or all sorts of other different fibers.
Okay. So is that, and we're going to get into the final segment, we're going to get into your education class. Do you cover that kind of stuff? Like, why would I pick horsetail over cotton? Or
I tend to save those for questions after the class, just because I don't want to take up somebody's whole day. My goal is to have it stay less than an hour during the class, because from, you know, 9:30 to 10:30, they get kind of a general education on mattresses. And then I want to give people an opportunity to kind of get away, because it's not a sales class, it's an education class. And if somebody has specific questions after we get through the kind of the main hour, then sometimes it takes, you know, 4 or 5 hours of people having questions on multiple trips, so they can feel fully educated
back. You know, they can go through the showroom. So we're gonna talk about that when we come back too. I want to ask Blake about the difference between a quilted and a tufted and foam. Just so you guys know, and then we'll move into the education class. T-Bone may have another question as well. You can check this podcast out, or this radio show out, podcast at mynorthwest.com/homematters. It's up there in perpetuity, as well as the previous ones. We've had Blake on the show for many years. With that, I'm Pete.
I'm Trevor.
This is Home Matters, Car Radio 97.3 FM. Seattle News and Seattle. All right, we're back. This is Pete with Home Matters. You got T-Bone over there on the board. How's it going over there?
Good.
Learning a lot of stuff here.
Yeah.
I'm learning about tough. I've had, like, man, we've been on here for years. And every time you come on, I learn something new. It's very cool. Very cool. I actually have Blake got me one of his pillows, which I sleep on now.
Yeah.
It's really good.
You like that one?
I love that pillow.
Did I give you the one with the K-POC and the latex and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
I took
it's our best pillow.
I know.
Well, I mean, not
that
our
thing is awesome.
Best is subjective. It's our best selling pillow.
I like it. It's really nice. You can check these guys out, Bedrooms and More. They're out there at 300 Northeast 45th Street. Give them a call at 206 633 4494. You can ask for Blake if he's there. I'm sure he'll talk to you on the phone. Right?
There are a lot of filters to get a hold of me, but yeah, okay. I mean, I wear a lot of hats. I mean, it's a family business, and it's like, oh, am I
if he's
designing
available.
Product? Am I?
You can ask. You may not get him, but you can ask.
But you can ask. Or you can come down and go to, we're going to talk about his educational class.
The beauty of our staff is that we've got a lot of people that have been there for a long time, and they really know their stuff. There are a lot of people who just want to work with me, and I'm happy to. I feel like a jerk when I'm like, hey, I've got 8 phone calls that happened while I was talking to them for 8 minutes. You know, I like to give people attention, and it's a ton of fun. And
but you got a great staff.
Yesterday, I helped someone for like 2.5 hours, but I was so far behind on life when I was done with that. Exactly.
It's like,
it's good though. Yeah. It's good.
All right. Let me ask a quick question. One last question on the tough, then we're going to go quilt it. So you had talked in the last show, it kind of came to mind, and we were talking a little bit about this off air. So you got tufted, and then you talked about the benefits of a two-sided mattress.
Sure.
So does this all go together, the two-sided and the tufted, where you can actually flip it and have a longer life then?
The short answer is yeah. If you have a two-sided bed, statistically, people keep them 3 times as long.
Okay. And that means how many years about?
20? Well, it depends on which one. I mean, if you don't get 15 years out of one of my beds, I'm going to be pretty embarrassed unless you're going really low end. I mean, which I have to have because I got to cover students and things like that. They'll still be two-sided, but, you know, they might have a youth coil system in them sort of a thing because I want to be, you know, under $200.
Yeah, you got to be affordable.
I mean, if you tuft on just one side of a mattress and you make it just a one-sided bed, the distribution of wear that you can achieve is just much less. Yeah. And a lot of the key has to do with the weight being on the bottom side of the mattress, compressing all those materials evenly all day long, even when you're not on it. And that's going to flatten out the materials on the bottom as you're wearing the materials on the top. So you just get a lot more life out of
it. Yeah. Cause you don't have a body on the bottom. You just got that board.
You should have a flat, even support of whatever. It could be slats. It can be a box. It can be a box spring with coils in it. You'd have to have the one that goes with that mattress. Yeah. But
Okay. Makes sense. Now, can you give us kind of an understanding between, I've heard quilted, I've heard tufted. So what is quilted and how's that different from tufted?
So when you do a quilt on a mattress, and a lot of them have it where there's kind of a stitching point and then it crowns in between stitches. Yeah. And when you do that, what most of the time that's made of is you'll take a fabric on top, a fabric on the bottom. You'll have some sort of batting material between those fabric layers, and usually you're going to have a layer of foam. And that foam is, most of the time, it's called Quilt Flex. It's a polyurethane foam. It can be up to 20% soy oil, so they call it soy foam or plant-based foam, which is a little bit disingenuous, but whatever. When they quilt that top, what they're doing is that crown between the stitches is the foam and the fiber pushing up against that makes it feel, one, softer on the surface, but also looks more familiar. It's actually designed to look like old tufts used to look in a lot of them when they do what's called a tack and jump quilt pattern where there's space between stitches instead of it being a continuous stitch where you might have like a diamond pattern or something like that. And when you do that, one is you prevent the aesthetic of a body impression developing to a degree. If you have enough of that quilt, you're still going to feel and see a body impression. And think of it as, in most cases, about 1.5 inches equivalent worth of tufting. The impact that you're going to have with all the other materials below it is that those materials are going to compress and they don't have the benefit of the coils pushing back up against to retain that loft because the crown that you have between the stitches, you're only getting that foam pushing back against it. And as that foam breaks down, you're going to stop getting that. And so you don't maintain comfort.
With your explanation then, Blake, are you saying that really tufted lasts longer than quilted because of the nature of the structure of it, how it's made?
For the most part, yes. The exception to that is if you use a more durable material. So in a lot of the mattresses that I designed, instead of using polyurethane foam, I use latex foam rubber. Okay. And so that's going to be much more resilient. You're not going to get that divoting occurring. In those beds, I do them with zippers so that you have a lot more life because you know, if a component in the body, you know, in the body or the mattress starts to kind of fail or need something different, you can replace something on the inside rather than being kind of stuck with what that mattress
Have you ever had a component on your body fail on your mattress?
I've had components on my body fail quite a bit. let me tell you about knee surgeries and back surgery shoulder surgery.
God. That's another show.
Yeah, exactly.
I've treated my body pretty poorly.
We're all getting older. Can you do? All right. Before we shut the show down, I want to talk about your education class because this is cool. And I did not know this. I went and checked your website, and now you're doing it twice a week once a week. So it sounds like it's popular.
We had a lot of requests. Last week we had 15 people at the class on Saturday, and a lot of people say, I'd love to come to the class, but I can't be there on Saturday mornings. I'd love to come, a weekday or something. I'm like, all right, we can do a weekday. Yeah. Thursdays are less well attended, which is actually sometimes really nice because you end up with a couple or a few people.
Yeah.
And they can get the people who really want to get deep in the weeds. That's the moment to do it because I can go into a lot more detail. Because when you're talking to a big group, stopping and taking a question mid-class.
Yeah.
If you let that happened, that class becomes, a 3-hour people don't have that kind of time on their Saturdays.
Because we're going to run out of time here, but I want to ask you one question. Like, what is the most common question you get from people in the class?
Man, I get a lot of questions about temperature regulation because a lot of companies are selling the idea of sleeping cool.
Okay.
And they want to know what that's all about. And
so you kind of debunk that a little bit and explain it.
Yeah, I mean, it's a really easy one to just kind of get past the marketing and realize that that's a lot of false promises. Yeah. And getting the right bedding. I mean, because if the bedding has a much, much bigger impact on sleeping temperature than a mattress would. If you get it from a mattress, you're not doing a good enough job of protecting your mattress.
Yeah, exactly. As always, Blake, it was awesome, man. I really appreciate you coming back on the show. I learned some new things. T-Bone, I think you learned some new stuff there, too.
Yeah, it was always interesting to talk to him.
Yeah, it's really cool. Part of Home Matters You. Check him out, Bedrooms and More, 300 Northeast 45th Street. You can also call him at 206-633-4494 or bedroomsandmore.com. Correct?
That's true.
All right, with that, I'm Pete.
I'm Trevor.
This is Home Matters, Car Radio 97.3 FM, Seattle's News and Seattle's